Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the driving skills of Avery and Reader,
they are both lucky to be here this St. Patrick's Day. Won't you get out of the bloody road, Avery and Reader?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Filling in for Avery today. He's off having a little bit of a long weekend, so I'm here to cover for, well, it is St. Patrick's Day today, so We're gonna be decked out in some green.
Yeah,
we're gonna be enjoying this morning. So we have quite a lot of stuff prepped for you guys today for St. Patrick's Day. So make sure to keep on listening. But don't worry, we have some music as well. Here's a little bit of Justin Bieber to get your morning's already started. But here's some Justin Bieber.
Avery and Reader are still laughing at that joke they made months ago. Sad. So sad.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Top of the morning to ya.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Today is St. Patrick's Day. We're both decked out in green. Well, is mine considered green?
Yours is a very muted green.
I'm olive. This is the greenest thing I have besides my pajama shirt.
Yeah.
And that's a very bright green. And I'm just thinking, don't want to wear my PJs to work. But it's been used quite a lot, and it's just,
How long have you been in Saskatchewan now?
Just over 3 years.
I'm just amazed you haven't managed to acquire a rider shirt at some point.
That's a little
even
embarrassing.
Brighter green.
I know, it's quite a shame. I don't have anything, and I've just haven't had any opportunity to get one. I've yet to see a Riders game, which I still want to do.
Really? Yeah.
Cross that off of my bucket list. But besides that, I haven't seen really Rider merch that I can find somewhere around here.
You're not looking very hard because you can pretty much find it anywhere.
All right. Maybe I got to open my eyes. Maybe I should go to a little bit more stores.
It's everywhere.
And get myself something green. That way I can actually sport something a little bit brighter for St. Paddy's Day, and of course, when I eventually go to Mosaic Stadium and watch a little bit of a game.
You'll fit right in, but I won't bust your chops too much. You are wearing green.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay, perfect. You
green
got bright green socks. Okay.
I got green socks. They're very bright.
And green pants.
Yeah. You know, I'm as green as I can be.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, celebrating a little bit in style, but you got the striped shirt. You got the bling too, which I love. You got a wristband.
I need to find green shoes.
Oh, green shoes.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever really seen that
many
green shoes.
It's like just about the one color of shoes I don't have. I don't have green ones or purple or orange shoes. Well, I got somewhat orange shoes, but I need a set of green ones.
Yeah, that way you can be fully decked out and green glasses.
Yes, that would be nice.
That, and then you'd be the greenest man on earth.
Avery and Reader will be right back.
They're on the roof looking for the UFO they thought they saw.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So I was just looking at some funky news, and I found one that a farmer ended up growing a radish, and it ended up being 45 kilograms.
Whew.
I think that is now the world record for the largest radish. I in pounds, it's 99 pounds.
That's a big old radish. That doesn't have some bite.
That is a fat radish. Listen, I love pickled radishes. I'm not a fan of regular radishes because it has that ginger spice nose spice to it, which I'm not a fan of. But growing up Middle Eastern, you eat shawarma and you add pickled turnips to your shawarma wraps, and it's that like red purpley thing, and it's just the best ever. So if I had 99 pounds of pickled radish, I would absolutely go feral.
You'd be good with it.
I would put it in every sandwich possible.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Have you ever tried pickled radish?
I don't know that I have. I've had just regular radishes.
See, the thing is, I don't know what to do with regular radishes. What do you actually use them for?
Just eat them. Hey,
raw?
You can kind of chop them up and put them in salads and stuff.
That makes sense.
You can do, I suppose, different things. I can't say I've ever done a lot of cooking with radishes.
It's one of those things where I only know that I've eaten it pickled, and I've had it raw once, and it's just not the greatest.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, now that we're bringing it up, I want to know if anybody's listening right now and you've used radishes in any sort of food situation. Let us know what you can use radishes for, because I'm curious at least.
Yeah.
Give us a call or a text at 306-783-3699. What would you do with radish?
Avery has such a bad memory, he wonders who Reader is after he shaves away his beard.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
This is going to be a stupid question.
Okay.
Do clovers grow around here? Like four-leaf clovers, three-leaf clovers, that kind of stuff?
I mean, you can go out in pastures and find clover.
And you can
find
them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you ever found a four-leaf clover?
I cannot say that I have.
It's, I want to say, as rare as the legend says it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my hometown, there were clovers everywhere, you know? Especially in the schoolyard when I was in elementary school. And I swear, man, every year, I always search to find a four-leaf clover, because it was the whole it's good luck thing. You find yourself a four-leaf clover, you're the luckiest person ever.
But you didn't have any good luck finding them.
Three-leaf clovers.
Yes.
Two-leaf clovers. I found like five and six-leaf clovers, but never four.
Ah.
I feel like the myth is actually true. It's very difficult to find it.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe that's why it's so lucky.
Maybe that's why I'm so unlucky, because I just haven't found any four-leaf clovers
keep
yet.
Keep searching.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We had our Fox FM music survey just wrap up on Wednesday. So thank all of you guys for doing the survey. Don't worry, very soon you will be hearing some of the music that you voted for, and the music that you don't like, you will no longer be hearing it, but
that's the great part about the survey. It
yeah.
gives you an opportunity to sound off and let us know what you like and what you don't.
Exactly. So, again, thank you for all for doing it. I'm the guy that kind of curates parts of the survey.
You're the music
so
man.
I'll be working hard for the next couple of weeks, sorting through all of your answers.
Eddie wears many hats. Not only is he our midday man, he is our music director as
yes.
well.
Yes. But
as a reward, of course, as we've been mentioning for the last while when we've been asking you to take part in the survey, one person was going to be selected to win a $500 gift card to McMunn and Yates, and
well,
we've chosen a winner.
Yeah, so without further ado, we're going to find out who the winner is.
Congratulations to Brittany Smith of Yorkton.
Congratulations, Brittany Smith of Yorkton.
Yeah.
You are our survey winner, and you are going to be getting yourself a $500 gift card to McMunn and Yates.
Probably now already thinking about what to do with it.
You can buy so many things. You can buy sofas and tables and furniture.
Lumber.
Yeah, it'll be good for so many things.
Yeah.
So again, thank you all for doing the survey, and congratulations, Brittany Smith in Yorkton.
Enjoy.
Reader's got a new line of multivitamins. Get them in steak, rib, chicken, and pulled pork. Gold.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So, Reader, it seems like pretty much every week there's something going on with my car. Did I tell you what happened with my car earlier this week?
You were saying that something had ripped apart.
Yeah, it's called the CV boot on the axles of both sides of my car ripped. Both of them were less than a year old after I got them replaced.
Ooh.
So I was a little saddened when I saw the news on Monday, because when those are ripped, it's recommended to not drive on the highway.
Mm.
And I wanted to go to Swan River this weekend to visit my girlfriend, right?
Ah.
Thankfully, they were both covered under warranty,
and
I got them into the shops this week and completely fixed. And it was like the first time where because it was covered under warranty, I wasn't panicking super hard. And a lot of relief. A lot of relief this week for me, Reader. I saw that on Monday and I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
But it all worked out in the end.
Yes. I was panicking quite a lot.
Well, it's like I just got my car back out of the shop yesterday.
Oh?
I had some body work done because it was hit by another vehicle. My car, was parked in my parking lot where I park all the time. And last year it got hit. It got backed into and had some damage on it. But fortunately, it was all covered. I wasn't at fault, so it was all covered. So I just had to go and sign the form, pick up my keys and my car, and away I went.
And?
It looks good as new.
Hey, look at this. This is a win for us.
Yeah.
Maybe we do have the luck of the Irish.
Maybe.
Because both of us got our vehicles fixed this week. And great condition.
Yeah.
It's all working. None of us have to worry anymore.
Can't ask for more than that.
Reader is glad to see that St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday this year.
The universe is planning ahead.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Kids Help Phone has launched their Feel Out Loud campaign, which is to amplify the conversation about mental health and empower young people to feel out loud. And over 50 artists came together to form a song called What I Wouldn't Do, North Star Calling. If you want to learn more about the Feel Out Loud campaign, you can go to kidshelpphone.ca. And if you are young, just letting you know about Kids Help Phone, it's a 24/7 national e-mental health service, and it's free, and it has multilingual support to young people. If you want to give them a call,
1-800-668-6868.
Or you can also text them at 686868.
Avery once accidentally drove the wrong way on a double lane highway. He's learned a lot since.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about dancing, because you asked me if during my school dances they did video dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the actual, you know, you had the big screen up playing the music videos while you're all dancing.
No, that wasn't a thing for us. It was just straight up music. But I would have loved it because I didn't dance.
No.
During that. No. I sat in the back benches. First of all, I can't dance. And second of all, during the slow dances, I had zero game.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk to women. I still don't. What makes you think I was going to ask somebody to dance? So I dance horribly. It's really not good.
But when you're slow dancing, it's not like you're throwing a lot of moves into it. You're just basically holding on, swaying back and forth.
Yeah. It still made me extremely sweaty to, like, even my female friends, man. When I was a kid, I did not want to be like, hey, I know we're just friends. We want to dance. Uh-uh. I didn't want them to think that I liked them, you know?
Hey, you know, you never know until you try. But when you were in high school going to dances, what was like the last dance? What was the song they played at the end of the night?
Man, what was the song that they played? I can't remember off of the top of my head, to be honest with you. I'm trying to think about it, but there's nothing really that I can think of at the moment. No.
It was when I was in high school, way back in the 1990s.
Wow.
There were a couple of songs that were kind of the, I wouldn't call them slow jams, because we didn't play a lot of jams necessarily at our dances. But, you know, it was like slow rock tunes more than anything.
Yeah.
So when dances were about to come to an end, back in my days in Outlook High School, it was usually one of two songs or a couple songs to wrap up the night. November Rain.
Mm.
Guns N' Roses, of course. And Meatloaf. I would do anything for love. Oh, yeah. Just some slow ones to round out the evening. So you find yourself a partner and you cuddle up and you just dance the end of the dance away.
That made 10-year-old Eddie sick. Now, I was actually looking at 2000s dance songs because my grade 8 grad was 2010. High school was 2014, right? So,
holy cow.
Yeah. Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Ooh. I remember that one. Chris Brown with You was another big one back in the day. I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember those ones played. I was looking it up. But yeah, that I can't do. I also dance very stiff. Yeah. You know, I dance like a robot.
Like Frankenstein's monster out on the thing. Maybe you should have just done the robot.
Ah, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
All right, well, next time there's a dance, there's a cabaret going on, I'm coming out.
If you see a guy out there doing the robot, chances are it's going to be Eddie Q.
And I'm not doing the robot. I'm just dancing normally.
Avery's sworn enemy, autocorrect. He can't duckling handle it anymore.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, today's St. Patrick's Day, and well,
it's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer
being red or yellow or gold.
You or just know the whole lyrics.
More colorful like that.
Oh, man. It ain't easy being green. Absolutely not.
But everybody can be a little green on St. Patrick's
Day. Absolutely. Yeah. And we were thinking before, songs that you could easily just replace with green. Like, instead of I'm Blue by Eiffel 65, all you have to do is replace all the words blue with green, and it still works. Yeah. I'm green, da-bo-dee-da-bo-da. You know, it works. You can take Prince's Purple Rain. Make it green rain.
Green rain.
Absolutely you can. I think it'll still work.
Oh my goodness.
You know?
you might have to rework some of the words,
just,
I think.
Just a little bit, but you know, I think it could work.
Oh, green rain. You'd have to turn green into two syllables.
Ugh. It could work, but, you know, speaking of songs and green, we also do have Green Day coming up actually in just a few minutes. So if you are feeling green, and it ain't easy being green, don't worry, we'll have some Green Day for you.
R.E.M. did a whole album called Green.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fox FM's Avery loves a good nap, but Reader is the nap champion.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.